Hi everyone, my name is Mercedes Esina, and you are welcome to Single and Worded, where we'll be exploring the relevance of God's Word in our everyday lives. Now, you do not know how excited I am to be finally doing this, yay! It's been a long time coming that God has been pushing me to do this, and I've been pushing it away with different excuses, but I'm finally here and I'm excited to be here. Single and Worded is all about standing for Christ. It's all about spreading the word of God. It's all about sharing the word of God. Single and Worded is a proof that knowing God and following Jesus as a single is not out of fashion at all. Like, we are in a world where a lot of words have been added to Christianity to make it sound fun or woke, if I can use that word. But the thing is that we are not supposed to conform to the things of the world, right? We are not supposed to conform to the world. The world is meant to conform to us. The Bible, speaking in the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 2, says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, what is acceptable, and what is perfect." What this means is that God has already told us how to live. God has already instructed us on how to live. So why are we looking to conform to what others believe? Why are we looking to... what exact word should I use? Like, why are we looking for approval? The only approval you need in your life is God's approval, to be honest with you. So, it breaks my heart to see Christians trying to conform to the ways of the world. We are trying to dress in a way that it wouldn't be said that we don't know the trends. We are trying to act in a way that is not said that we don't know the trends. We want to be trendy, and at the same time want to serve God. Now, there's nothing wrong with trends for me, right? But what kind of trends are you following? The world should conform to God's ways, not the other way around. I feel it's an insult to God, actually, that we are first of all considering what the world will think before we ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? We are in a world that with each passing day, Christians and Christian value keeps digressing. We see young people who want to serve God, but at the same time do not want to be seen as different. But guess what? Different is good. It's not bad to be different. Different is special. And I don't know why you should be ashamed of that. Different is not a bad thing. Romans 1:16 says, "We should not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ." This is a call to decide. Are you with God, or are you against God? Like, even the Bible says in Revelation 3:16, it says, "Because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. I will spit you out of my mouth." Now, the King James Version uses another word, "I will spew thee out of my mouth. Like, you can't serve God and mammon. You can't not be here. You can't be here and still be there. You need to make up your mind. Are you hot? Are you cold? You cannot be lukewarm, guys. You cannot be lukewarm. You need to make up your mind where you want to be. You know, these past few days, a few things had got me thinking. And I just had to ask. I just wanted to know what exactly the world calls enjoyment. Because I cannot imagine a life out of Christ. I can't imagine a life outside God. I don't know how people survive without God. This may sound weird, but like I said earlier, different is good. I cannot imagine a life outside God. What's that like? I kind of had to ask around recently because I needed to wrap my head around what people term as enjoyment. And a few people that I've spoken to still could not get me to understand. Like, I really pressed and they couldn't get me to understand what the term enjoyment means. Because I'm having a great time serving God, you know. I keep so busy praising my Jesus. I keep so busy praising my Jesus. I keep so busy praising my Jesus. I ain't got time to die. If I don't praise him, the rocks are gonna cry out, glory and honor, glory and honor, ain't got time to die. Okay, so what I'm saying is that I keep so busy working for the kingdom that I don't care about any other thing. And I can't imagine a life where I'm caring about any other thing. That's a good weird for me. That's a good word for me, right? We should be proud of whom we are. No one should be surprised when they hear you're a Christian. It shouldn't be said outside, oh, Mercedes is a Christian, and then someone turns around and is like, what? No. If they hear Mercedes is a Christian, she'll be like, yeah, she behaves like one. You know, not, oh, Mercedes is a Christian. Really? Nope. Your character, your actions, your behavior, everything about you should be able to depict that you're a Christian. Now, some will say Christianity is a religion. Christianity is a religion, but what does Christianity mean? It means that we are followers of Christ. So if you answer Christian and you are not following Christ, then you're probably a phony. Yep, I said it. You're a fraud. If you answer Christian and your behavior, your character, your actions do not depict God, then you're a fraud. That's what it is. Because the word Christian originated from those who were following Christ, following the steps of Christ. So for you to answer Christian, you need to follow the steps of Christ. Single and Worded is a platform where I'll be talking much about Jesus and the kind of life he wants us to live. We'll be exploring both biblical and real life scenarios about God and his love for us. Sometimes we'll have guests. Sometimes it will just be me. Sometimes we'll have collaborators. I want to just put it out there that Single and Worded is not just for the singles alone. It's for everybody, and it's for all gender. It's for male, it's for female, it's for everyone, whether you're single or you're married. But the reason God gave me that title, Single and Worded, is because it's meant to be a foundation. Single and Worded is a foundation for us to build. It's a single time is a time for us to build our strength. It's a time for us to build our faith. It's a time for us to build our trust in God. It's a time for us to build our intimacy with God, so that we can have a strong foundation that will weather every kind of storm. I've heard a few people saying, serve God as much as you want now, because when you get married, a lot is gonna change. For me, marriage is not going to dwindle my fire, rather it's going to kindle it. I feel where marriage becomes a limiting factor for serving God is if you do not build your strength while single. And that is why Single and Worded is here. To build our strength while we are still single. As a worded single, God will align your steps to the right partner, because the word is light, the word is life, and the word is God. So be you male or female, when you follow God's word and his leading, he aligns you to that partner who will fall in line with God's purpose for you and for your life. You complement each other, and that is where one chases 1,000 and two chases 10,000. I feel as a single, if you miss your word, you'll be headed for trouble. Single time is not a time for us to be woke. No. Now, I'm not saying don't have fun, but what fun are you having? Are you keeping busy praising God? Are you keeping busy serving him? Or are you conforming to what the world wants you to do? Then, like Nicodemus, at midnight, at night, you know, come to God and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I took your grace for granted. Then he forgives, and the next day you repeat the same thing over and over again. Some will say, yeah, I have now to enjoy. When I get married, I'll start praying. And I still ask, what's enjoyment outside God? What is enjoyment outside God? As singles, we are to apply God's word in our present, our past, and our future. And being single and worded makes you a formidable force. Christ is not one whom you should be ashamed of, my darlings. Like, we should never be ashamed of Christ. And I hope that with each episode, we will catch new revelations and illuminations that will make us to proudly say, Christ is in me, the hope of glory. So guys, Welcome to Single and Worded, where we will be exploring the relevance of God's Word in our everyday lives. I look forward to going on this journey with you guys. I so much look forward to it. Take care of yourselves and see you in the next episode.